time. So when will Ireland reopen? That's what people whose livelihoods depend on tourism are asking. And they say they're facing uncertainty because of the lack of clear guidelines and dates for a structured reopening of tourism from the government. We'll be talking to Minister Catherine Martin in just a little while. But first, Cian McCormack has been getting the opinions of some people whose futures depend on tourism reopening soon.
I'm looking out at the beautiful sunshine, very calm water, and unfortunately a very full jetty full of cruisers.
Barbara Smith is director of Silver Line Cruisers.
We operate charter cruisers on the River Shannon at Banagher.
Barbara wants tourism reopening dates from government.
At the moment, we're still very uncertain. We don't know whether we can open in May. We don't know whether we're going to be able to open in June. Our tour season would normally run from March to October. We would like to hear from them a definitive roadmap of the reopening of the tourism businesses.
And that kind of roadmap could also be essential for businesses along the Wild Atlantic Way, according to Michael Vaughan of the Vaughan Lodge in Lahinch in County Clare.
Vaughan Lodge is a 32-bedroom, family-run hotel, a seasonal hotel from April to October, depending very heavily on the North American tourist market. Only 25% of our business would be domestic.
You've been hit hard by this pandemic. What do you need to hear from government now?
What we need to hear from government now is that we can open our hotels by July, if not before, and that by the end of the summer, that we will be able to take verified inoculated travellers from overseas so that we can kickstart our tourism season. We really are in a desperate situation. I, at the moment, have 70% of my business cancelled for this year, and it was a very strong year before we came into it. But now we're looking to salvage something and at least give some bit of credibility that we can run our country and that we can have a tourist product and that people can travel safely in the country. This is imperative because if we don't get to our normal strength by the end of the summer, I don't feel that a lot of businesses along the Atlantic Way will have a future in the business.
Do you think we can get to, as you describe it, our normal strength in relation to tourism with the current pace of vaccine rollout?
You know, we haven't got any idea what the milestones are in relation to when we could open up. There is total confusion out in the marketplace in places like America. They are seeing us not being able to deliver a safe place to travel at the moment. Many of them want to come and stay with us. And many of our American golfers particularly are telling me they have received their second vaccination and what is the etiquette. But of course, there is no etiquette at the moment because it's mass exclusion and quarantine for anybody who wants to travel. So I believe that we could resurrect our North American business by the end of August and have a good September and October if we had a proper regime in place for verifying and testing people coming to visit.
Further south in County Kerry, John Edwards runs Wild Water Adventures in Tralee.
We take people open water swimming, we bring people on wild swimming tours. We're still closed and we would have been up and running now with schools and school tours. I suppose we need a clear picture, you know, so we can plan. We obviously don't know dates, you know, some clear guidelines.
Are you hopeful with the vaccine rollout that you'll be open sooner rather than later?
I'm an optimistic person in general, and I do hope that we will be up and running, hopefully, you know, kind of mid-May. But, we need to have a full season behind us. You know, a lot of us rely on the season to get us through the winter.
In Kilkenny, Kiva Maloney, Operations Director of Piers Kavanagh Coaches, says her industry needs guidance immediately. How are things at the moment?
We do coach tours of Ireland for American and Canadian guests coming into Ireland, which are obviously not going to happen this year. We understand that. But we also have a programme that we sell on the Irish market to the domestic client, staying in hotels in Ireland, Northern Ireland and in the UK. So we have concentrated this year on extending our programme for Ireland. And we desperately want to sell it. But how can we go about selling it, Cian, if we need to put guests on the bus, we need to do social distancing between them, and we need to ensure that our passengers are vaccinated? We don't know if we can legally insist that they're vaccinated. We don't know if our drivers will be vaccinated by the time the tours actually start. So it's really, I'd like to say I'm trying to look into a crystal ball, but at the moment I feel like I'm looking into a tank of slurry.
And that was Caoimhe Maloney, Operations Director of Pearse Kavanagh Coaches. Let's talk now to the Minister for Tourism, Culture, Arts, Gaeltacht, Sport and Media, Catherine Martin, TD. A very good afternoon to you, Minister, and thanks for talking to us on the programme.
Good afternoon.
You're announcing today additional funding for water sports activity around the country as we head into the summer period. But I suppose what we've heard there from many of those involved in the industry is what kind of summer can they expect? What should they be preparing for? And when? Have you an answer?
Well, I'm very aware of the devastation impact of COVID on all those in the tourism industry. From my ongoing engagement with them, I'd be cautiously optimistic for the summer. I think if we look at where we are right now, for the first time this year, there are less than 200 people in hospital. There are less than 50 in ICU. Cases are falling and the R rate is below one. We are still on track by the end of June for 4 in 5 adults to have received or been offered the first dose of the vaccine. All schools are back. The 5K rule has ended and we're starting construction again. So, you know, in I think speculation from my engagement with the sector too, speculation is unhelpful. They want clear and consistent communication. And what we will be doing is sitting down in 2 weeks' time and we'll be looking at the phased reopening of you know, non-essential retail, hairdressers, museums, galleries, libraries, but even sooner than that, golf and tennis will resume sport training, but also at the end of the month, and this is crucial for this sector, we will be also be developing a plan for what June and July would look like. I am cautiously optimistic for tourism and hospitality in the summer months, and we were looking at issues of reopening hotels, B&Bs,
And I mean, as you're fully aware, you can't just open a hotel or your bed and breakfast overnight. It requires planning. How much time will these operators have to prepare?
Well, that's what we will discuss in 2 weeks' time, because we have to develop that plan for what June and July will look like. At all times, we have to look at where we are with the vaccine, with variants, with case numbers and hospital numbers. But, you know, myself and indeed the Tánaiste have ongoing engagement as well with the Tourism and Hospitality Forum. We'll be meeting them again in May. And we purposely arranged that meeting. It was due to be in June. We brought it forward so that we can have that engagement with them before we get to that crucial month of June and July. But as I said, we are in a positive place right now, and I'm cautiously optimistic.
Given the fact that the international travel ban remains in place, given the fact that the number of countries identified as necessitating hotel quarantine has been extended, can people in the tourism industry here forget about overseas visitors for this summer?
I think we'll be looking at realistically for the summer a strong domestic tourism summer season. As I said, we are looking at the EU is looking at the issue of the digital green certificate. It's something that Ireland is actively engaging in, and I very much welcome that as Minister for Tourism.
So what about the autumn then as possibly a period in which we could open up to overseas visitors? We heard the hotelier there from Clare saying that there's total confusion in key markets like the United States, and his customers are asking, why, if we're not fully vaccinated, can we not come?
Well, again, it comes back to the four key issues: vaccines, variants, hospital numbers and case numbers. But what I can guarantee the industry is that we have said there will be no cliff edge in supports. As I said, I'm cautiously optimistic, but we have seen time and time again over since this pandemic started how we and it's not just Ireland, it's countries throughout the world, how things change, but I have that cautious optimism.
We know that around the world the vaccination is rolling out. Should people who are fully vaccinated still be required to do mandatory hotel quarantine here?
Well, the Minister for Health, Minister Donnelly, has said that that is something that he is looking at now. And, you know, currently there is no international system that recognises vaccination certificate. It's something, you know, there needs to be, there has to be an agreed international method for people to show, proof of vaccination. And Minister Donnelly said that is something that he is looking at.
And Minister Harris said he couldn't see any reason why people who are fully vaccinated couldn't come in. Where do you stand on this issue within Cabinet?
Well, I don't discuss cabinet issues because they are confidential, but I do believe that the exit strategy will be linked to vaccination. But of course, the problem is we don't have that international system that recognises vaccination certification, and that needs to be done.
Will there, Minister, be a scheme to exempt elite sports people from mandatory hotel quarantine?
With elite sports, I suppose, just to point out, international travel is an essential part of normal preparation and competition for high performance sports. They're for category one countries. There have always been provisions in place for international sporting events where elite athletes and teams travel into Ireland to participate in designated event. But mm-hmm. what we're looking to put in place is it's an equivalent system, a system that is of the same public health standards as hotel quarantine regime, but would enable the athlete to train and participate in sporting activity. It would be very limited, so it's a form of quarantine, but you know they won't be able to see their family or friends. It's just a very limited instance where they, and that is crucial to help keep high profile professional sports going. And as a nation, didn't we enjoy last week as well the spectacle of Ireland performing so well on the world stage, and that provided a much needed morale.
Well, it's terrific, of course. Other spectacles, of course, we've been denied. Special arrangements for some sports people, but the arts, performers, the entertainment industry, still no clarity then on the conditions under which they'd be able to get back to work again.
Arts in general, the supports are ongoing for that sector, and as I said, constant in engagement with them, and everything will be under consideration. I have a wide brief, and I'm fighting for all those in that brief.
All right, Minister Catherine Martin, thank you for talking to us here on the News at One. Well, meanwhile, storm.